Right now, we are going to hear from Wayne Liebman at the Blue Voter Guide. Some of you may know Blue Voter Guide. It's a tool that many organizations, including ours, use in connection with every election. So Wayne, why don't you take it away?
All right. Thanks, Rusty. Hi, everybody. I think for this presentation, for you diehards, and some of you may have seen this video before, but some not. So I want to play a short video and then have a conversation about it. Scream if you can't hear this when we start. Here we go.
Worried about this November? Here's a secret that's going to help us knock it out of the park. It's BlueVoterGuide.org. And unlike other guides, it's laser-focused on turning out blue voters by giving them a leg up to make quick, smart, pro-democracy ballot choices. Blue Voter Guide is comprehensive, it's partisan, and here's the secret sauce: endorsements. Blue Voter Guide unleashes the power of progressive endorsers to give voters a quick picture of who supports every candidate, measure, and judge on their ballot. Registered voters get a whole bunch of campaign literature, but it's all candidate-specific. None of it helps voters feel more informed up and down ballot. With Blue Voter Guide, a voter enters their address and sees what's on their whole ballot: candidates, measures, judges, accompanied by a list of trusted progressive endorsers for each, an x-ray of who supports whom. This allows rapid, confident blue choices in minutes instead of hours. The results can be printed, saved, and shared. Here's why this matters. Know where most votes went in the 2016 election? Not to Trump. He only got 63 million votes. Not to Hillary, even though she got almost 66 million votes. The most votes went nowhere, because 100 million people who could have voted didn't. The non-voters beat Trump and Hillary. Lots of people have trouble voting. Young and first-time voters, older folks unsure of a complex ballot, people who only vote once in a while, people who wait until the last minute. Over a quarter of young people didn't vote because they didn't know how to evaluate the candidates. Here's young people who needed help telling real news from fake news. John DeLavope of the Harvard Kennedy School has been studying young people since the year 2000. Here's what he said in 2023. Gen Z voters want to be perfect and have all their homework done, or else they will leave a ballot item blank. Blue Voter Guide is here to help. How? Endorsers voters recognize. Here's a local race in 2022. Voters may have never heard of these candidates, but their local Democratic clubs have, and so has their local newspaper. Blue Voter Guide has researched hundreds of endorsing organizations in all 50 states. Each of these organizations has researched and examined the candidates, judges, and ballot measures. If you want to know more about an endorser, just click on them. Everyone needs BlueVoterGuide.org. In its very first year, Blue Voter Guide helped 75,000 people to vote. Their verdict? They love it. Of users sampled, 9 out of 10 said Blue Voter Guide made it easier to vote, including 3 out of 10 who said it helped them vote in a race they otherwise would have skipped. So, how can we get Blue Voter Guide to 75 million voters? We need two things. First, money to buy election data for all 50 states. That's just $1,000 per state. And by the way, Blue Voter Guide is a grassroots, all-volunteer organization. It's our volunteers who research the endorsers and enter them into the guide. No one is paid. We do it because we know democracy is at stake. Donate today at BlueVoterGuide.org. The second thing? We need your help getting BlueVoterGuide.org in front of as many progressive voters as possible. We have t-shirts, stickers, magnets, and postcards with the Blue Voter Guide QR code. You can also tell people about it on your website, or via your newsletter, or on social media. Tell voters about Blue Voter Guide when you text, postcard, phone bank, and Canvas. These are some of our partners. You can boost your GOTV efforts by becoming a partner, too. It works. When we registered young voters in California's Central Valley, we encountered youth who were afraid to register because they thought voting was going to be too hard. So we told them about Blue Voter Guide and gave them postcards with our QR code on it. The result? they registered because they knew Blue Voter Guide would have their back when it came time to vote. When knocking doors, tell folks about Blue Voter Guide. It cures that overwhelmed feeling and gives voters confidence they've done their homework. Blue Voter Guide creates a rising tide that will lift all Democratic candidates. And all we need to get to 75 million in all 50 states is money to buy data and everyone to spread the word. BlueVoterGuide.org helps progressives vote smart, fast, and blue.
Okay. All right. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being here. And I thought we could just chat, ask any questions you want, everything you always wanted to know about Blue Voter Guide, but were afraid to ask. That's why we're here. Some of you are Blue Voter Guide experts. Some of you are new. And it's such a small group. Maybe you don't need to be spotlighting me at this point, Rusty, and then I can have a better view of everybody that's here. And that way, if we don't have volunteers to talk, then I'll just pick on people so we can do it that way. So floor is open. Those of you that are here.
I can start. I've got a question I've always wanted to ask about Blue Voter Guide. Nice. I saw from the presentation that you volunteers were pulling in the endorsements. I always wondered, can you talk more about that? Like, how do you get, there's no central clearinghouse for, I assume, endorsements around the country. So how are you pulling in everything? And is it really just scurrying around? Is there any way to organize that and make sure you're getting all of them or as many as you can?
Well, that's a great question. And that is the key feature of Blue Voter Guide. We purchase our election data from a national vendor. So that's really a hard problem and way too big a problem for a smallish group to handle. But the endorsers are all in-house. We do that all ourselves. That's what the bulk of our volunteer work is. And we go to every source we can find in any given state. We do it one state at a time. One way to do it is to start on a candidate website and we see who the endorsers are. The candidates will list, you know, these people endorse us. We then track that back to the endorsers' websites and we see if they meet our criteria. We have three things that we want from people that are organizations that are going to be endorsers for us, and we need the organization's values to be congruent with a blue, progressive, liberal, left of center, people centered agenda and or the Democratic Party platform. Secondly, the organization has to have a publicly accessible website or a Facebook page that actually lists their endorsements. So it's not enough that the candidate lists the endorsements. We've got to find them on an endorsing organization's website or Facebook page. The way we harvest them is really interesting. We used to do it manually, and we had spreadsheet wizards that created these huge spreadsheets. Carolyn Donegan was our main spreadsheet person. And people would find the endorsements on these sites. They would enter them into these spreadsheets and we would keep track of them that way. And then ultimately we would import them into Blue Voter Guide. And we were able to automate that from the spreadsheets. But then our genius main programmer, Gerhard Engel, created this little bot, this little AI bot, which goes onto these endorsing sites when we find them and automatically harvests all the endorsements that are on that page and imports them into Blue Voter Guide. And when we had that technology, that's when I knew we were going to be able to cover all 50 states, because I was thinking, oh gosh, we need 1,000 volunteers to do this. We have, from any given time, we have between 50 and 100 volunteers that are working on Blue Voter Guide, on the back end of Blue Voter Guide. But that's not enough to do all 50 states without this tool. So that's the secret answer to your question, Rusty, is it's automated using the tool that Gerhard wrote. But we do have to research the sites and find the sites. And that's all done manually. And that's all done by our research team. If this sounds like your jam, then we want you to join us and become part of our research team on Blue Voter Guide. And the way you can do that is if you go to the Blue Voter Guide website, maybe I'll quickly share my screen again. This is the Blue Voter Guide site. I'm going to just go to the main page. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the main page, there's three buttons, donate, partner, and volunteer. And if you click on volunteer, that takes you to a Blue Voter Guide questionnaire. You fill that out and tell us a little bit about yourself, and we will then contact you. And then we can fit you in. Many people, you know, they don't want to do direct voter registration or voter contact. They like being behind the scenes. They like doing research. And those are people that are really find a home at Blue Voter Guide doing this work. So long answer to your question, but
great. Thank you. If you have questions, feel free to put them in the chat.
I think Vicky has a question. She has her hand up. Hi, Vicky. I can see your name, but your camera's not
Vicky,
on.
Vicky, can you put it in the chat? Is Vicky typing?
You're also muted.
No, everybody's muted.
It's such a small group. Can we unmute Vicky anyway to ask her question?
Sure, Vicky. I'm going to unmute you.
Okay, thanks. All I was going to say, Rusty, is that Wayne and I sort of discovered each other by accident, and Indivisible Michigan and Michelle Pallas and I and Demcast had already created this big database of endorsers for candidates. So when Wayne and I met, I told him I had this. So I got all of that data and we put it in Holiday's spreadsheet and uploaded it. So it's like some of us have that data and it's just a matter of Wayne finding us.
And that, I think that's a good point. And it's a reminder. I was thinking as Wayne, as you were talking, there's so often the tools and the methods are out there, and it's just a question of connecting the people who have the data and have the information. You know, we are wrestling with just a lot of, you know, it's a big tent, and a big tent means that there's people doing great work all over the place. And so much of what we're trying to do is to kind of get us all, get us all together.
What Vicky is saying is really important because the more we have on the ground allies like we have in Michigan and some other states, people like Vicky who know the territory, then we get to be, not only do we get the benefit of their work in finding endorsers that we can add, but they're smart about the endorsers. And there's some endorsing groups that we want to have because they fit our criterion, some that we think we might want to have, and then we realize, no, we don't really want them. And there's others that we miss. So it's really critical to have that on the ground help. And thanks for coming, Vicky, and thanks for everything in Michigan.
we have a couple minutes left. Would you mind are you able to pull up just a sample page from Blue Voter Guide so people kind of see what it might look like in a given area?
Yeah. Let me share my screen again. Hold on, let me just go. All right. So this is the homepage of Blue Voter Guide. Now, what I'm going to do is, if you scroll down a little bit, this map shows you where there's an active election, and we could look there, but I'm not sure the right address to type in those places. When you click on it, you get the state races, but you don't get the local race. You have to type in your full address to type in the local races. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to click on this 2022 sample ballot guide for California. And this is what a fully populated guide looks like. This was the 2022 election in California. And you can see these are all the endorsements for this guy was running for governor. That's Gavin Newsom. And those are not all the endorsements. If you click on show all, you can see how many are in there. There are thousands at this point of endorsing groups that are in Blue Voter Guide. Gerhard ran a quick study. We have individual endorsements now in Blue Voter Guide is totaling 45,000. There have been 45,000 endorsements that are put into Blue Voter Guide. So this is the rest of the ballot. When you get to Republicans, we list them, but you can't tick them off. You can tick off. If I want to vote here, I'll just click that. And you can hear the little pop. I'll vote for Shirley Weber here. You go down the ballot, and on the right is a little quick. You can move ahead to different places if you want. This shows you the whole ballot in a quick way. So we'll vote here for this person. We'll get those endorsements. If you click on the endorsements, it'll take you to the actual endorsement page on the web where we got that information. And if I want to navigate around, here's next incomplete, and here I can go back to the top. And when I'm ready to review my choices, I click review my choices. And this is the page where you've gotten everything that you voted for. If you didn't get everything, you could click on modify your guide. You go back. You can share your guide, print it, email it, and save it. You can do all those different things. Saving it is, if you haven't finished it, if you click on that, it opens a little window, and then you can click there, and that copies that link, and that's a permanent link. It doesn't have any of your information on it, but it's got that ballot that you did, so you can go back and work on it at a later time. So those are some of the features. There's lots of other things about the guide. We're constantly improving it, making it easier for people. You have the ability to build your guide by endorsers. You can choose your own endorsers. That's on that second page, which we call the selection page up at the top. There's
last a question. I want to wrap up on time, but I want to get Chris's question. Just, you had three criteria that you look for before you list an endorsement. What was the third one?
We want the endorsement policy is on the about page. So if you go to Blue Voter Guide and click on about, you'll see the policy there. But first, the organization's values are congruent, as I said, with the liberal left of center. Secondly, the publicly accessible website or Facebook page. Third, in the absence of a website or a Facebook page, if there is a publicly accessible web-based news article that attests to the endorsing organization's specific recommendations, we can use that as well. So that's the third thing. But it's really mainly the first two. One, they have to fit our criteria, being progressive. And second, we want them to have that public page where they list their endorsements, preferably a web page. So
that's great. All right. Thank you. That's great. We're low over time, so I'm going to jump to our next presenter. But thank you, Wayne.